Scrooge! Scrooge! Ebenezer! Come, come! Look upon me and know me better, man!
Are you the second spirit whose coming was foretold?
Hast thou never lain eyes on my kind before?
Never.
Have you never walked forth with the younger members of my family? Meaning, for I am very young, my elder brothers and sisters born in these later years.
I don't think I have. Have you had many siblings, spirit?
More than 1,800!
An immense family to provide for. I went forth with the spirit that came before you and learned much. If you have aught to teach me, let me profit by it.
Touch my robe.
This does not appear to be much of a street, and this is not much of a home, spirit. Barely nearly a shack. What poor soul lives here?
Your clerk, Bob Cratchit.
Bob? Lives here? No, certainly not. Bob has a wife, children, I think.
6 children.
6? In this hovel?
It matters not the quality of the materials the place is made of, nor the size, but what's in the heart of those who dwell here. Your home is vast, but cold and dark, for that is cheap. But you have bankrupted your heart for it. Here the Cratchit family shares a humble existence, but their love makes it a home.
Spirit, the youngest there.
Ah, yes, Tiny Tim. He bears a little crutch, and his limbs are supported by an iron frame.
Bob dotes on him with great affection. He holds his withered little hand in his, as if he loved the child, and wished to keep him by his side, and dreads that he might be taken from him. Spirit, what does Tim's future hold?
My sight of what lays beyond the now is hazy. I see shadows of what might be, if today's course remains unaltered.
And what do you see in that event?
I see a crutch without an owner, carefully preserved. We must continue on. We have much to see, and little more time is afforded me.